Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
Hello, podcast fans. My name is Chris Jones, and I'm here to tell you about the Nerd Bliss podcast. Now, of all the geek-oriented podcasts out there, we are definitely one of them. Yes, we talk about Star Trek and Star Wars and cosplay and Marvel and DC and the usual. But as geeks, we embrace anyone with very specialized knowledge, like triathletes or improv comedians or musicians. So we try to bring them in and let them share their geekiness with you to help broaden some horizons, and maybe you'll learn something. Maybe we'll learn something. You can find our entire catalog at nerdblisspodcast.com on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Player FM, and we are now proud to be a part of the ESO Network. Once again, we are the Nerd Bliss Podcast. Thank you, and pod bless.
Got here, we've got Mr. Jeans Predicts the Future, predictions of our 2017 Dragon Con adventure. Now, this is loosely based on what Tama Chambers does on Tama's Never Seen. Tama does this thing where she's going to watch a basic movie that you should have watched years ago.
Right.
And she puts out a Twitter thing that you have get to ask me questions for the next 20 minutes. So what this is, and it's either yes or a no. So the idea is to read the question aloud. And then say yes or
based,
no.
Based on what I was
on your experience was.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So here you go.
All right. So, we've been carrying this envelope that, which I'll have a picture posted, since the
Thursday.
Trip began.
Thursday night. I handed it to you Thursday night when we were at the airport.
Right. So, I never looked at them. This is the first time that I will take a look at it. I'm going to reshuffle the cards just so... If you're playing this at home, you understand. There is this randomness here.
So there's always a yes or a no first, and then yes.
So before we get started, because today is our last day. We've been here since Thursday, here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, today being Monday. So we're not going to do Dragon Con today. We are going to go to the Sea Aquarium. And I'm going to eat
sea
me some...
Aquarium?
Sea Aquarium. That's Aquarium.
Georgia Aquarium.
Georgia Aquarium, I know. I don't know why I can't say sea aquarium.
No.
It's an oxymoron. I know it's an aquarium because there's some water in there, so you don't need to say sea aquarium. Why? I just want to eat some whale shark. That's all I want. A good whale shark steak.
It'll make you blubber.
Oh.
Huh? Eh?
I got nothing. Real briefly, this has been the first time I've gone to Dragon Con. Unlike any other conventions... that I've attended. This is nothing like it. You've told me this several times. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the parade online. This is nothing that I've ever seen before. So with that, I thank you, Mr. Jean, for accompanying me on this trip.
You were the one that bought the hotel, and I was like, I'll go with you if you... And you were like, can you? And that was the thing. It's like, care you for my mom. I wasn't sure either.
Right. So, and of course...
But thank you for the break. Really, it's been amazing.
And I haven't had a vacation quite a while. So, it was nice to get away. Got to do things. We'll talk about this in the podcast, but... I had a great time. I can't complain. Other than, I'm going to come back here next year. And I have to wait 364 days from now.
You're for your family next time.
I hope to do that. So, all right, so with that, so let's get started with card number one. You will have taken over 100 pictures of various costume people, primarily female, maybe some Star Wars, lots of mime that you don't recognize.
Anime.
Lots of anime that you don't quite recognize, but are hot. The second part, no. Not so much anime. But the first part...
How many pictures did you take during the parade?
755 pictures. Just at the parade itself. So if you see my post on Instagram, those are the highlights that I have. And I will put it on my WordPress as a slideshow of the entire parade. Plus, if you have gone to Facebook, you have seen the parade.
So that's a yes.
That's a yes. So, card number two. I will cry at least once during the trip together. And now you'll listen because we are dear friends. I think it was after the fact. There was a picture, again, going back to this Instagram picture, of the adult Darth Maul shaking hands with a little boy dressed as Darth Maul. And that moment reminded me of when I was a boy shaking hands with Spider-Man. And you can see how happy I was in that moment. So it was something that I'm like, it's like a cycle. And it all
circle
comes back.
Of life.
Right. So it's one of those moments that made me cherish, you know, these pictures, because that to me was more of the moment of being happy, in that moment of joy. That's when I started to find tear up. So it wasn't a full cry, but I did get teary eyed.
Well, the question though was whether I would cry, and I did Thursday, because we talked about my stressful situation with caregiving, but that's besides the point.
All right.
Is that a yes?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, after taking this trip with me, meaning you, you will have a better understanding of Patsy Walker. I already knew Patsy Walker, Hellcat.
Yeah, but in the Jessica Jones show, where she's like,
I know.
You're drinking all the time. Is there whiskey in this coffee? I'm sorry, that's mine.
Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't talk about her a lot.
No.
Yeah, but I understand your whiskey.
Drinking
all
the time on this con.
And that then almost bit you in the ass. Because water was the kryptonite to the whiskey.
Yeah, I drank 2 glasses of water. Oh, yeah, that's water. Oh, I don't... Okay. Keep going.
Yes.
That's a yes.
All right. In future years, when you go again and again to Dragon Con,
should that be your choice?
Should that be your decision? Yeah. You will always try, henceforth, to be one of the primary and secondary hotels. Yes. Because why? I don't know this area.
You got a surprise.
I picked it because this was available. North Lake.
And it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful hotel.
It's a dead mall, but that's fine.
That's a whole other issue. Driving or getting an Uber, which is fantastic. We'll talk about the Uber experience. Maybe about a half hour. So it's not that long of a trip.
Mm-hmm.
But when we took transit to get here...
And then we walked the wrong direction. It was like right there.
Right. Hence why the mall thing was a whole different issue. But what had happened is that I'm not doing this again like this. I feel more comfortable if I'm in close proximity to a hotel
of course, to
go back and forth and rest throughout the whole day. I'm concerned about... I need to just sit.
But the hotels were amazing, weren't they?
Yeah.
They go up into the sky. You're like...
Right. The hotels are...
Jesus.
Right. And we got there early, so like it wasn't that bad. But the evenings, jam-packed. And what also blew me away with the sky bridges between the hotels, you didn't have to go to the street. So pretty much the five hotels were almost all connected by a sky bridge. So
there are five hotels.
Yeah.
No, not four. There are four hotels.
No, but in any case, that
Star Trek thing,
is all full. The people on the street is all full.
Bit of data.
But it was amazing. But here it's quiet.
Yes.
You don't have that. But I found a hotel that, like, oh, it's not one of the primary ones. It's just right outside that I think that would work better for next time in future trips.
Make your reservations now.
Hence, that's the one thing, too. It's like, you want to go next year? Make your reservation now. Don't wait like I did.
When you still have the flavor on your tongue, just now.
Well, the memory's still fresh.
Yes.
It's like an open wound.
Salt?
Salt. Here we go. Number... I forgot the count.
Who cares?
You will be torn at least 3 times wanting to go to at least 2 different events that are happening at the exact same time. Well, here's the trick. I didn't go to a couple of events. I had it all mapped out. I was highlighting the schedule book.
Which was in like 1 point font, which
which with the iPhones magnified, oh my God. I know my eyesight is getting worse, but that was just ridiculous how small that book was.
But there's so many things going on at once.
Yeah. So that went by the wayside very quickly.
That's a no. Yeah. We didn't do any panels. We didn't see any celebrities, except...
Well, hold on to that. We'll get into that in a moment. But I did get to see a panel yesterday with Mike Faber, who was talking about podcasting and why you should join a network or why not and so forth. So that was the one panel that I actually got to be on. Well, not be on, but to see. And I wanted to see another one at 11:30 last night for the D&D Live podcast, but by the time I got there was a line, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be standing up for this last panel before I go home. So, forget about that.
That's a no.
So, that's a no.
Didn't happen. Yet.
Didn't happen. And I wanted to see Alton Brown, and that didn't happen.
That didn't happen either.
That didn't happen. You/we will get completely lost at some point. Could not be more accurate though, since we got there.
We didn't know where we were going. We go up streets, cross streets, and then like go even this way.
Even getting out of the airport, I think that was the start of many things. So that was an amazing. Where are we?
don't give me your phone. I'm going to throw it. Just
yeah,
and this way.
And Google Maps didn't help, especially when we're trying to find a hotel, because what happens is that. The hotel's near the Dead Mall that in North Lake. We got off the bus, and the map kept saying, go through the mall, and you'll hit it on the other side. Well, we somehow went one side, came out the other side, but not like the back side. It was like we came out the exact same side, just further down the street. Like, we just did a complete 180. We just went straight. And we went around the long way, so not until I started running the last 2 days that I realized, oh, shit. It was just like 5 minutes away from where we were.
But instead we took 35. At least found the package store for me, which made me happy.
Yeah, but then we were still carrying the luggage that we had since, 8?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. In the morning, yeah.
So it was been a long day, so we rested for that day, and then once we got back in, into Dragon Con.
Yeah, 2 p.m. the next day, 2 or 3.
We still got lost because, again.
I love it when you're like, we're completely lost. I have no idea where we are, Gene.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you for admitting that.
So, and even Uber with the Uber map. What? You should be over here. No, I'm at this hotel.
You're 2 minutes away. Yeah. Now I'm 8 minutes away.
Yeah. So, but now I know better. Next time. We will do way too much walking.
I knew that.
Yeah. For me, the amount of walking that I do in my branch, my library, a given day is like under 2 miles from just doing whatever stuff. And then I've been running these past two mornings, I should say. So I went from like 2 miles to over 4. Told our first day, which I think was our top walking distance of 8 miles, that whole entire day. 8 miles.
Oh.
So
my legs are sore. I work a retail job with my feet all the time, and I'm like, I am sore.
And it's not so much the walking, it's the fact that we had the backpack or you had your luggage. Plus there was hills. Lots of hills. I'm like, this is not good. And then we had to go downhill and it was raining. So on top of that, downhill with luggage, in the rain, not good. But 8 miles, God, that was a lot of walking.
We'll laugh about it someday.
Not now.
In 2020, maybe.
Not now. All right. One of us will have picked up one of those ridiculous fidget spinners. No.
No, I'm surprised.
Nope. I'm like, my mom got all of us fidget spinners. I'm like, Mom, wait, they're on sale. I'm like, all right,
fine. They're the current trendy thing.
Yeah, and then you can spin it, and then what?
It distracts more than it helps. It's not...
Cicada. John Cicada. The singer, no. All right. You will be sad that neither of us thought to bring a poster to
usually in the years past they give up movie posters.
Right, and that was the thing. That's what you said. There will be lots of swag.
But it's been 10 years since I've been here. Yeah. In my defense.
But we got the big bag that you could fit a poster in there. Not the exact same thing, but there was nothing to fill it with.
No. No swag. There was swag, but like swags for like strange people, like atheists in touch with God, things like that, you know.
Stickers were left.
Yeah.
I don't want that. All right. If we truly get a chance to relax during this trip, you will be mildly freaked out by my sleeping posture throughout the time. It's not about you and me watching you sleep.
No, I'm just saying.
But having the pillow over you, and I'm like, plus you wear
the face mask.
The face mask.
Over the sleep your mask.
Yes,
sleep
over your eyes.
Is, yeah.
So I can't do the mask thing, but the pillow thing, I'm like,
you snore.
No, you're going to die. You're going to suffocate yourself.
We can put the headache. It's fine.
Mm. So, but yesterday was probably your best night because you fell asleep first.
Yes, thank God. It was Saturday night. You were sleeping. You were snoring like a bear. I'd slept before.
Right.
Because I passed out. And I went out at 2 in the morning to read a book. I was back at 4. And I could hear you through the walls. It was 2 doors down. I'm like, see, oh, he's still sleeping. What is, oh, it's Monty's door.
And to put this on you, when I had my body clock finally come back in, I had thought, oh, it's the phone. And I was like, and it's you. My phone was not on silent, like the alarm was going off and just ringing. No, it was you. So you got me up thinking that's my alarm. And I'm like, God, fuck.
Sorry.
Go back to sleep. But I ran anyway. So, again. Next question. You will not go to any of these origami seminars. You're damn right.
There were adult origami seminars or Seminar 101. Did you see them in the pamphlet?
I saw them in the pamphlet.
I was like, Monty, you should do that. He likes origami.
And like I said, I think the Harry Potter event that we did at the library years ago.
Where you had a full Golden Snitches.
And then before that, we had a Comic-Con event that it was just me folding countless folds for kids and just... I'm burnt out.
Hero made 1,000 of those trying to save the life of Charlie.
And she
died anyway.
She died anyway, right. Next question. We will have at least one magical meal during this trip. We have many meals.
We did? What was your favorite?
The shrimp and grits.
That's what I thought. You were really like, oh, whoa.
The shrimp and grits and then the creme brulee right after that. So I was really happy with it.
Mine was the barbecue place. Mine was Fat Matt's.
I like Fat Matt's as well.
Fat Matt's was amazing.
Yeah, and it's Fat Matt's, like a mat on the floor, not Fat Bats, like I thought they said. But it's
thank
a
you, Uber driver. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's a it was a local barbecue joint
out of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and oh my God, the sweet potato pie that I had. So damn creamy. I've never had that kind of pie. The creaminess of a potato that's damn almost close like to a custard almost. So that was very impressive. But I was like, why is it wrapped in saran wrap? I don't care, but it was. All right. You will completely have forgotten Pluto Nash Day. It was when? Over August 16th, 2002. Gene, I forgot that long ago.
We used to, Pluto Nash Day.
Yeah, never forget. And we did. Especially since my birthday was the day before, though. I didn't celebrate.
Good to know.
Yes. Next, I will, in one glorious moment, impress you with my natural and inherent social skills that I will inevitably blow due to deeply laid fears and my alcoholism, my drinking alcoholism. We talked about that.
You kept an eye out for her, and I'm like, eh, she's just some girl.
So.
Yes.
We talked about how you use that as a way of coping with a lot of things. And that's fine. And we're on a trip. You don't have any responsibility.
There's no reason. Right. You're not driving.
But. And with everything in moderation, there are times in which that becomes the hindrance to you. You have this moment.
The sword is double-edged, Monty. It brings out right. the best and the worst.
Right, all at the exact same time. So, you had an incredible moment where you connected with
someone.
Do you
want to explain?
Well, on one of the trips back, I forget which day, it was Friday night.
It was Friday night.
With Uber, sometimes you are picking up other people before you get to your destination. So there was already a lady in the front seat, and Gene struck up a conversation, who they seem to have hit it off. So he was
a drunk cock baby.
I know. He was tipsy, she was tipsy, so the two of them kind of worked. I was like worried, it's like, Gene, you're trying too hard. But no, she was more...
I even gave her my digits.
Yeah. So whether she calls or not, the fact is you were at least on that exact same level.
But then afterwards, I completely forgot. You know, Gene, Wicket, she was going to go to Dragon Con as Wicket or Daphne or Velma.
Right, and I kept looking out for
her. Wednesday, and you kept looking at him. I'm like, Gene, look, it's so-and-so. Is it like, her? I'm like, I don't care. You're like, Gene, what's wrong with me? I'm like, I don't care. It's just...
Right, I know.
Because she lives in Atlanta, and she was coming back from some date from some guy that she really hit it off with.
Yeah, but I think she was also impressed by you as well. I'm just saying that, you know, you were worried about not making any connections. And
it's been a while.
And what happened yesterday with the karaoke?
I was able to connect through karaoke, although the anxiety was massive.
Right.
Plus, I'm 32 stories up in the air. The karaoke, 32 stories up in the air. But it was amazing. And people did pull out their phones, and I still have that gift, and I'm glad to have.
And someone recognized you.
Someone recognized me, like, I think I sang with you like 10 years ago in Miami. I'm like, oh, shit. I
that
you
was
do
you?
Amazing things, Monty.
So... You know, and I'm not harping on what limits that you should have on yourself, but I'm always cognizant of there's that line you've crossed. And we've gone into a little bit of an argument, but that's, you know, we've come to an understanding that we're looking at ways of dealing with responsibilities that we have in our lives. And the fact that, like, when we get back, we're going to be dealing with freaking Irma, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
So that's a whole other stress among everything else for the day-to-day stuff. So today was, you know, not today, but the whole weekend was about just being able to be in those moments of happiness, of joy, and not to be thinking about what you have to feel with face when you're going to back home. But my theory is that, you know, you've been through a lot. You've dealt a lot, and you still are in that midst of taking care of your mom, which is very important to you, and it's rightly so, but it's all on your shoulders. So anyone in that situation, it's hard to not empathize with what you're going through.
But it's not special. That's the thing. It happens to everyone. It's just,
no,
I know. The burden happens.
I know.
It falls on your shoulders.
But it's the exact same reason why I'm like, I can understand your reasoning. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand your reasoning. Whereas someone like, you know, and this is why I don't drink, but I lost a family member due to alcoholism. I basically, at a certain point, made her no longer part of my life. So that's where I'm not saying that I'm going to do that to you or to anyone who wants to drink. That's up to you. But there's going to be a line in which, no, I'm going to close myself off because I know what's going to happen right after that. And I don't like that person or that personality after the fact. So there's that level that, like, there's fun Gene and there's, oh, Jesus Gene.
Jesus Gene.
So, but let's move on to lighter notes. All right. You will not overcome your fear of talking to celebrities without backup. Let me tell you, that is so true.
You asked one person for their photo, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just stood in the background holding up your camera at a distance. They just walked past you.
In fairness, the biggest surprise that I had, on the way to find you at the Westin,
Sundial.
Sundial. I saw Brent Spiner on the corner, and then Gates McFadden, Michael Dorn, Marina Sirtis, so pretty much almost the entire cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. And I'm just like,
pee a little. And then
so I'm like trying to get my camera out. I'm trying to take pictures. And of course, they're crappy pictures. But I'm like, I don't want to go up to them and say, can I get a picture? No.
Because they're all together.
They're all together, but this is their time.
Yes. They were not in the panels.
Right.
It would have been. I'm not going to ask for an autograph.
Yeah. Right. So I'll just do this. I'll just take the picture. But that made me very happy.
I think that was a highlight of the
it was.
Dragon Con for you.
I just.
That and the parade.
Yeah. But it was unexpected. The parade, I knew I was planning to, but seeing the entire cast like that, it was just amazing. So I was very happy. And I was just like, wow, I'm not going to get over that. Because I was on the ESL podcast last night and talked about there's that level of awkwardness. I can't go further. I didn't have my son. I didn't have you. I didn't have anyone to kind of like, oh, look, you know.
It's isn't them. It
yeah.
You do something. No, I wouldn't have done it. I would have, no, they're off. They're off the clock.
Right, exactly. It. So I'll just, you know, I'll stand over here and be happy. And that, again, in that moment of joy, just seeing them. So, because again, I grew up with that cast.
That's our crew. That's our Star Trek, yes.
Right, so that was amazing. All right, we got two more questions. More than once, you will be seriously worried about some of my life choices. You will mention at least once to me. Just once?
I.
Particularly in the mornings. Not so much.
You have asthma. Today, when you were in the bathroom coughing up a lung, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but you were the one that's like, no, I'm going to sound breath. No,
yeah, I'm going to gag.
No, you sound fine. Particularly in the mornings, I don't drink or smoke heavily. That's my choice. Nothing too weird. Yeah. But considering that I've been dealing with this congestion, I've been trying to run, I was able to do that.
Brave man.
Yeah.
Braver than me.
So. Plus, I got to work out, so that was the main thing. One of the goals was, I'm going to run during Dragon Con. Not at the con, but just around the hotel, you know, and I did.
And we were far enough away where you wouldn't be able to do that right. Next year when you're, like, in the nexus of it all.
Right. Plus, again, there are hills still here. And it's amazing to run against a hill and be out of breath 30 seconds in.
All right, so last question.
Last question. You will be completely blown away by the overall scale and the scope of the entire event convention. Nothing you have ever experienced so far, you will yet to compare this. So, yeah, that was it. This is nothing like MegaCon.
No, nothing like that.
This is nothing like
the
Florida's.
Amount of costume, the amount of freedom, and the amount of, like, what the heck are you? Oh, my God, you mishmashed such strange things together.
Right, and that's not even the weird part. I think what it is, it's the atmosphere. At night, the parties that are going on, that are open to everyone who does attend, it's just free-flowing. It's not just one hotel or two. I mean,
it's even, all the hotels.
And all the hotels, and even in the streets, it's just an amazing...
And you're safe.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about it. There's police officers everywhere,
mm-hmm.
And there's no violence. I didn't see one fight. I didn't see one argument.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's, and I don't know if I'll ever get to see San Diego Comic-Con. I don't think this will be on that scale.
It'll be different.
Right.
The same, but different.
Right. Because there is a little bit more prominent, but that's just like the number two spot. This is, you know, the Coke versus Pepsi. I drink of both, but right now, I'm like, that really tops my list of experiences to go to a con. And I have yet to even scratch the surface. I'm just an outsider looking in. And I'm like I'm just pushing my face and just looking at, like, I can't believe this is even happening.
And for me, I gotta hand it to the Atlanta PD. The fact that they were aware of things could go horribly wrong.
Right.
Like, this is the first year, from my understanding, from what you told me, where they had garbage trucks at the parade
to block off
any potential terrorist attacks.
At the intersections.
Which was amazing. And they closed the streets off.
Right.
And they just wanted to have a good time.
Right. So, because of the recent news that happened in Spain and overseas, with any terrorist activities or any people being run down, those trucks were there. It was perfect. But what's funny,
it'll dress like Ghostbusters.
It'll dress like
2016.
Ghostbusters. Right.
We're like, eh, what is that, a Ghostbusters?
But they're funny because in one of the pictures, you will see them sitting on the garbage truck, and they had the best view of anything. So especially where we were, downhill, it was perfect for them. But it was just an amazing trip. And then, of course, once it was over, the streets were just flooded with people. And it was just like...
And they gave us free water.
Yeah.
Some organization gave us free
Boy
water.
The Boy Scouts. We went to one of the hotels, yeah, and the Boy Scouts gave us water. And we're just handing the water. I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Thank you for your consideration. And everyone in Atlanta was amazing. I've had a great time.
Yeah. I think for me, even though this trip was about Dragon Con, it's the experience that happened around Dragon Con, like just getting to and from, talking to our Uber drivers.
Yeah, the Uber driver. I think the one on, what was it, Friday? That was so much fun.
Yeah.
That we talked to a lot. Like, so what is Dragon Con? What's my boyfriend going to tomorrow? I'm like,
right. Okay,
there's a lot of people that are really insecure. They're bullied, so they're all going to behave really nice.
Yeah. I think her, she was Sandra?
I think so.
Yeah. I went to the Inhumans Friday night when I came out, the 7 o'clock show.
And I'm sorry about that.
It's not so much, you want to go see it and pay for
stickler,
it.
I know.
But the fact is, 20 minutes in, you see the trailers, and there's the Inhumans trailer for the movie you've been about to watch, which was ridiculous. But then, as the movie is ready to play, they're playing Dunkirk, which is like, really? You don't want us to watch the movie? Like, we're intervening. You don't need to watch. You just watch this better movie. So, like, myself and two other people went out to the lobby to get that problem resolved. But when I finished the movie, I went out to the area that I was at, and it was a beautiful nightlife atmosphere. And it was just like, again, being in that moment, it was just, there were people, there was like a little, small little concert, people were sitting down and enjoying the music, and to the right, they're playing some kind of lawn game, not lawn darts, but... It was beautiful. It was enjoyable. And, you know, when I got back through my Uber driver, David, we started having a conversation about comic books and him being a writer. And then it was just geeking out with what we were just talking about. And we talked about Mark Millar and about Hal Hux, because I talked about my idea for the Batman Superman. I said, you got to read Hux, because that's kind of like, I'm thinking what you're looking to do as a retelling of Superman. And Hux is a better version of Superman, just set in a different era. So I'm like, that is what I love. A complete stranger, and we made that connection immediately. So that was fantastic. So again, going back to Dragon Con, but it's those kind of exchanges that made me really happy.
I'm surprised. I never tried Uber before. I've flown to Atlanta once before, but it's only an hour and a half away. If that's faster and less time than it takes to drive to Orlando.
Right, because of four.
I'm like, wow, why don't I just fly to Atlanta sometime?
Yeah.
And just have a great time.
And just pop in and just pop out.
See what happens in the future. But
yeah.
It definitely opened my eyes to that and the possibilities.
Right, and considering how beautiful the architecture is.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
And the weather. I'm like, it's kind of hot, but you don't have humidity. Not the levels that we have to deal with in Miami.
10 degrees cooler and you're comfortable, you're wearing a sweater and you're happy.
Oh my God. I mean, except for the rain that first morning, I mean, it cleared up the rest of the week and it was perfect. But my God. It's one of those experiences I'll always remember and cherish. Is, again, as much as I love Dragon Con, it's those outside that I got to meet, just random choices, random occurrences. The fact that I got to meet Mike Faber, who I met online through an online book club that I did for the library back in 2008. So, it was a book called Baltimore by Mike Mignola. Yeah, Mignola.
Hellboy guy.
So, we started chatting online back and forth, and I liked his responses. He came back for the second one, which was a James Bond book. And we got him back eventually to do our podcast. I think it was like Heroes. I don't even remember what episode. But he was on the podcast, and he loved the experience, and he got to do his own stuff and blew up And now he has a whole ESO network, which I'm now part of. So I'm glad to, I'm not his mentor per se, but he put it as the, I'm the Obi-Wan to his Darth Vader. So he's going to strike me down eventually.
Take all the profits if he does.
But I will become stronger.
Yeah, you'll become a
ghost.
A master of that, but only of evil. But damn, right, whatever.
Right. but in any case, it again, I got to meet his wife, who I've never met, but I've talked to maybe a couple of times. But it's good to see someone you met socially online in person after all these years. So that was
better than that.
An amazing experience. I was very happy with that. And again, having the food, the meeting of people, the costumes. Again, that's not even scratching the inner workings of being at Dragon Con. I mean, there's so much more that's going on that you just cannot do it all. You can try, but you will never get a lot to do because you have to worry about, like with me, there were one or two things I had to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
The parade.
But that's how you have a good vacation, just keep it loose.
Right, and that's exactly how it worked out perfectly, but the parade we had thought was going to start at 9, it turned out to be 10 o'clock.
And the children that sit in front of us.
Yeah.
And that woman.
Which one?
The one you have many shots of her ass in the photos that you took.
Oh, the wasp?
No, not that one. The woman that was on the side by the kids.
Oh, in the video.
Many shots.
Yeah, you know, that was the one thing I'm like, I can't edit that up. But it was fine.
Well, Mati, it's been an honor and a privilege to be here with you during this wonderful vacation trip. We had a great time.
Yeah, and we're still not done. We're going to go to the aquarium, not the seaquarium. But, I can't wait to do this again, or at least look back fondly at this experience and now bring my kids, my wife, and look through Comic-Con or...
Through a different set of eyes. It was fun to watch you when we got off the... We stopped for a little bit, and Doctor Who stepped out. The Eccleston Doctor Who with his own TARDIS.
Yeah.
He's, like, on the phone, and I was... You were like, Monty, look. And you're like... But one, like, 10 people is dressed up in some costume overall, so it's amazing.
Oh, let's not forget. Baby Driver. One of the goals that...
I can't believe that we found that.
The first day we got there, I'm like, there's a certain area that looks very familiar because I looked it up on Google Earth, and I looked at the video from YouTube in which they compare the actual footage to the actual locations in Atlanta. I'm like, this has to be it, but there's no markings on the building. But not until yesterday when you said, let's cross the street, and then from that angle... And I compared the background images from where the car was parked.
You figured that out. I can't believe your memory was so good that you crisp that you got like, so, this looks really familiar. I'm like, what? It's a building. You're like, no way.
Yeah, so I was able to do that. So that was my goal. And that was a lot of the cool things that I was able to accomplish. I got to do running. I got to do the bank opening shot for a Baby Driver. Got to see Inhumans. Got to see Mike. Got to do the parade. Got a lot of good food, and some not so good food.
You pick those places. I pick better places.
It was just on the way. So,
I'd like to give a shout out to Yelp for their wonderful help with where we ate that I took us to. I was always like, "We're hungry. Where do we want to go?" I don't know. Let me look at Yelp.
Yeah,
and Yelp helped a lot.
Yeah, my first lobster roll at the Westin, and looking
sorry about
at
that.
The look.
I had a cheese plate. That wasn't
I know.
Good. I was like,
but being up high in the West End and looking around at night at that city, it was just amazing. I had a whole new point of view.
Wow. All right.
From a certain perspective.
Oh.
So I'm eager to go back, do some more podcasting. I feel really energized. I'm sure I'm going to be exhausted when I have to go back to work tomorrow. But for right now, I'm in a good place. How about you?
I'm good. I'm happy to share the experience with you. I still haven't woken up yet. I still think this is all a dream. I'm rowing my boat. It's just...
Yeah, after good. Days, so we're getting like a bearing. Like, I feel good.
Because the sad thing is we never stopped.
Right.
You know, yesterday, I'm like, I don't know if I want to stay at the hotel or whether I should go to DragonCon. You're like, come to DragonCon, Gene.
This is the last night.
Yeah, and I was like, all right. And I went, and I was like...
And we split up for longer. I think yesterday was the longest we split up
for. It was fine, though. Right, I even did my karaoke challenge, which I had to overcome my fear of that.
Yeah.
It used to be really good, but...
Yeah. I tried to go to dinner with Mike, which kind of fell apart because it's the restaurant that sucked. But after that, did the ESL podcast at 10 o'clock. Again, try to go to the panel, but by that time...
Tired.
I'm done. Stick a fork in me. So, with that... again, you can find me on the various social networks. You can especially look on Instagram, look at my Facebook poll, look at my WordPress. There's lots of pictures, lots of videos everywhere. So if you've never been to DragonCon, at least you'll have an idea. Again, this is just an idea of what it looks like.
But you have to come.
You have to experience this for yourself, at least live. Once in your life. So with that, thank you, Mr. Gene.
Monty.
Email me always, monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. So with that, thank you for listening to me and Mr. Gene.
Thank you.
And the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. So it's sci-fi from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.